Mecklenburg County's health director says one way to possibly curb childhood obesity is to prohibit fast food restaurants from opening near schools. Dr. Marcus Plesha has received a lot of attention for the idea, which he mentioned last week during a presentation to county commissioners. But it wasn't a formal proposal. Plesha says it was just one of a number of ideas he brought to county commissioners about how to improve public health in Mecklenburg County.
I think it's very helpful to put this in context. We were reporting to the board. We'd been asked to identify what we saw as the five main health issues, the main public health issues that the community should focus on. And those are tobacco, obesity, HIV, unintended pregnancy, and violence. You know, these are issues that are all fairly pervasive and complex. And, you know, one of the main things that I want to make a point about here is, you know, we often get seen as, you know, doing education or increasing awareness. And really, if you're going to make a difference in these kind of health issues, it's got to be a much more sophisticated approach than that. And so we were really trying to bring forward various policies that can make a difference around this issue, around any of these issues. So the fast food, the sort of banning fast food in proximity to schools is what got the attention, but really this was part of a much broader approach that we think could make a big difference as an intervention around childhood obesity.
And when you speak of expanding options for meals served in schools, are any of those sorts of things in place in Mecklenburg County?
Yes, I think that Charlotte Mecklenburg schools have really done a very good job at moving in this direction, and there seems to be a great deal of willingness to do more. And so, you know, one of the concerns about the fast food restaurant issue is, you know, when you've got any kind of outlet that's serving more unhealthy options, I mean, it kind of undermines what we're trying to do within the schools. And so that's really where that piece comes from.
Would the county commission be able to impose the regulations on private schools or even charter schools, do you know?
Well, actually, the county, you know, it's not clear. That you know, this particular thing about zoning around schools for fast food, it's not clear sort of where the responsibility for that would lie. I want to be very clear that we were very focused on the kind of policies we put forward. We want to protect people from being exposed to secondhand smoke. And then the policies we've been talking about around, you know, zoning around schools, I mean, we were really very interested in policies that are specific to the health of children and youth. And, you know, our argument, you know, because often there's an argument, well, people should be able to make their own decisions, et cetera. And, you know, that's true. But, you know, often we have more leeway with that when it comes to children, because we all know that children aren't necessarily, you know, they're learning to make the right decisions that are going to take them through life. So that's one thing I really wanted to emphasize. This really is about trying to protect the health of children and trying to help children begin to develop good health habits, particularly in the school environment, which is a place that they spend so much time in. The other thing that's important is I do think, you know, no matter where this goes, I think it's important that we have these conversations in our community, because, you know, the one thing that I want to be real clear about is, you know, just doing education or awareness type campaigns about these issues is just not enough. And we really need, in some cases, to be bringing forward policy type changes that, you know, really affect the norms for many people.
Dr. Marcus Plesha is the Mecklenburg County Health Director. Thank you so much.